Hit me with your question.
Okay, so today we're going to talk about pilot call signs.
If this is your first time joining us, this is the Jessie Asked Ty segment.
Yes, yeah.
It's just a little fun, quirky thing that Jessie came up with, where she asked me a question that's a randomized topic. She gives me the topic so I can prep a little bit.
Yeah, because you have to write it.
But I have no idea what the question's going to be.
Yeah.
And it's a quiz. And
it's
if I do good, I get rewarded. And if I don't do good, I get put in chokey.
No.
Just like that
Matilda.
Musical. Yeah, Matilda.
That's Matilda.
Yep.
No, so yeah, the idea is either we come up with ideas or I come up with ideas or you guys come up with ideas. And so this one was actually a listener question.
Okay, let's hear the question.
Okay, so what would our pilot call signs be?
Oh.
We've actually talked about this before.
We're done. We've already got this one.
So we're going to actually go and tell our names at the end because I want to go into kind of the concept and the idea of what is a pilot call sign.
So we came up with call signs a while ago.
Yeah, we talked about it as a family.
Were we in a canyon?
We were in Zion. Yeah,
yeah, so we canyoneer as a family. It's super fun. It's where you take the ropes and you go down the canyons and you say, wow, look how cool this canyon is. And then you hike for 10 hours.
Yeah.
Then when you're done, you say, why do we do this sport?
It was great.
They are great. The canyons are great.
So neat.
But anyway, so we came up with call signs because we needed something to do on the 8-hour, 180 degree hike out of this one canyon.
Yeah,
and
so
we needed to be tougher than we actually were. So
Pilot call signs. Yeah. I think we had just watched Top Gun too.
We had just watched the new Top Gun,
yep.
Which was fantastic,
it
by
was
the way.
So good.
Okay. Tell me about call signs.
Okay. So pilot call signs, the commanding officer finalizes call signs. So your peers might influence what your call sign is, but the commanding officer is the one who finalizes it.
Yeah. It's assigned to you.
It's how you're identified. It's on all your equipment, things like that. Same as mongoose or not mongoose, goose.
Just goose. Just mongoose. That's too vicious.
Goose
That's
and
too
Maverick.
Vicious.
It's insignia that you have on all your things. The cooler you want your call sign to be, the less cool they will make it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So there's a bit of an entitled piece of it. You get a little ego in there and they'll make it worse. It's kind of a way of teasing. And it's oftentimes based on mistakes. So the story that the call sign comes out of, it was kind of funny because they were like, it's probably about 20% true because the story starts to elaborate on itself.
Uh-huh.
And oftentimes you won't hear the reason for the call sign until you really get to know the pilot.
Yeah. It's like I read it was a derivative of the last name, physical features and personalities or pop culture.
Yes. Yeah. So I was going to bracket these out for you. So it can be based on name. So Payne, like they had a last name of Payne, P-A-Y-N-E.
Mm-hmm.
And so their call sign ended up being Agony.
Okay.
Which was cool. The entitlement. So this pilot came in wanting to be Hollywood.
Okay.
And they ended up being Burbank. Which is pretty funny.
Yeah. The uglier child or sibling of Hollywood.
Yeah, exactly. So it can be an acronym. And so this one was Coots.
Coots?
And it was constantly overemphasizing own tactical significance.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that.
That's a good one. So the mistake ones, these are a little rough. So this pilot ended up being Bambi. And it's because as they were flying a T-38, they hit a deer while taking off.
Oh, T-30, it's a training jet. And
yeah.
They hit a deer?
Uh-huh, they
hit. Oh, so it's Bambi.
It's Bambi.
Oh, my
That's
gosh.
Pretty bad.
Okay.
Another pilot was named Legend, which is great. You just leave it at that. You don't ever tell people the story because they failed an unfailable test.
Oh, yep, that'll do it.
And then oftentimes it is also based on you actually being cool. Oh. So this particular pilot, call sign was Razor. And it's because they made the sharpest maneuvers in combat training history.
Ooh, like Iceman.
Like Iceman. So if you call Razor,
yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And they use call signs because they can't use first and last names. And people aren't going to remember like a tail number.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You say, 2-6-4-T. Like, you're like, I don't remember who you are.
Yeah.
But if you say, Bambi.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember Bambi. He hit that deer. I know exactly who's over
there. And then you giggle to
there.
Yourself and like, oh yeah, that's Bambi.
Yep. So that's why they have call signs.
Yeah. So we're going to let folks know what our call signs would be. Do you have anything else to add?
Yeah. So call signs became obviously a thing in the 1930s.
Uh-huh.
Before World War II, but as pilots or airplanes became more commonplace in war.
Yeah, and more pilots.
And we had more pilots. Again, and then the invention of the radio was a big one.
Yeah.
So when we started radioing each other on the planes, before you didn't care what anybody's name was because you couldn't talk to them. They're in a plane, I'm in a plane, don't hit me. Yeah. That's it. You're done. Yeah. But as you start to radio back and forth, they want to do that. And for the reason of you don't use names over the air because then they know exactly who you are. Then they go to your house and they punch you in the face for bombing their village. We don't want that.
Bad news.
Did you know that the UK and the US use call signs differently?
Oh.
So the Royal Navy, Royal Army, and Royal Air Force call signs are associated with the squadron or the crew of airplanes.
Oh.
So you'll have a squadron called, you know, Red Squadron, and then you have Red 1, Red 2, Red 3, Red 4.
Oh, so they don't actually assign, like, a special name to each pilot. It's just you're Red 1, you're Red 2, you're Red 5. Uh-huh.
And maybe they'll use your initial. So if, like, there's a wing commander named George. You might have, you know, a squadron that's AJ. Mm-hmm. So AJG.
Oh, so gotcha.
AJF. And so they did that during a lot of the bombing in World War II.
Oh, interesting.
Yep. So anyway.
I like the American version where you get like a special name.
American's so much better.
Yeah.
And you probably paint your airplane with some teeth on it because you're a shark.
You get the tattoo of it on your arm.
And they give you the call sign Flounder
because
you want to be a shark.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly what would happen. Yep. Yeah.
Okay. So those are call signs. And so should you come up with your own call sign name?
Yeah, I think it's kind of fun as a civilian.
Well, you can't come up with your own. Someone's got to come up with one for you.
Well, and that's how we got into this conversation because you have a very cool call sign that you were given with the fire department.
And a nickname. A call sign can be a nickname.
Yeah, it's like a nickname.
You've got a nickname.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
So do you want to tell the friends what...
I feel embarrassed about this
one. It was given to you, so what it is, it is what it is.
It's not a big deal. It's Rabbit.
Rabbit, you're
Rabbit. Take it for what it is. Don't ask me how I got it.
I think... What?
Not like that.
No, because I was thinking about it. Why did you get it? I think it's because you're a fast runner.
Yeah.
You outpace a lot.
Uh-huh.
And you are arrogant.
Yep. That was pretty much it. And I got the tiniest little legs in the history of the world. You just go, you can't run on those things. How do you run on those? And then they go, whoa, you're fast.
Mm-hmm. Like a rabbit. Like you're a skinny little
fast,
rabbit.
Like a skinny little rabbit. Mm-hmm. Look at you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how I got it. I was in the fire department back in the day.
Yep.
Yep.
Long time ago. Wasn't that your actual, was it recruit?
20 years ago. Yeah.
Recruit school. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm less of a rabbit now. Let's just say the rabbit hasn't been running as much as the rabbit should. But yeah, that's my call sign.
Very cool.
So
very cool.
That's what we adopted in our family. We adopted family call signs.
Yeah, so we have family call signs. And mine is Swaps.
Swabs. Burn or poison? Swaps.
Swaps.
With a P.
With a P.
Because we gave you an acronym.
Yeah.
You told us all about call signs one day.
Yeah.
You were watching Maverick. And you said, hey, these are how call signs work. Mm-hmm. And I want to be Falcon. Or you said said something ridiculous.
I did not say Falcon.
And Jesse has a habit of making dinner that sometimes make people a little bit unhealthy.
One time.
She poisoned us. Legit poisoned the entire family.
It was accidental, and it was one time.
We died. I think we died.
You guys were pretty sick, and
I
was
tardigrade magic came in, or some of those jellyfish things where we went back to a pupa stage and rejuvenated because there's no way we should have survived that poisoning.
I feel so bad, and oftentimes your call sign comes out of a mistake, and I made a mistake, and so what is it again?
Swaps. She will always poison supper. It's an acronym. I love it. I think it's great.
One time.
It doesn't matter.
I guess you only hit a deer one time and then suddenly you're Bambi.
Yeah, he's not hitting deer every time.
Yeah.
I'm like picking them off in the forest. So anyway.
So I'm Swaps and you're Rabbit.
Yep. There you go. Mine's cool.
Mm-hmm. And mine's not.
Mine's not cool. Rabbit? Whatever.
Rabbit is cool.
Is it cool?
Yeah, it is a cool one. Swaps.
Swaps is great.
Swaps is like,
we're
going to
get t-shirts with them.
Yeah.
Etched in.
Put them in our hats.
We're going to put them on our hats.
On our canyoneering helmets and stuff.
Yep. So anyway,
there
you go. So email Jesse, let her know what your call. Oh, if you have a call sign. If you don't have a call sign, Jesse can make you one.
I will make you one.
Yep.
Tell
she
me
makes
all
your
mistakes.
Sorts of stuff.
I do.
I needed hats, call signs for people. Okay. I
so
like
it. So many good things.
Well, there you go.
This is a fun one. I really enjoyed this.
So if you ever hear of a pilot, and they come up to you and they say, "What's your name?" And he goes, "I'm Chaser." I'm like, don't be like, "Oh, come on. Oh, Chaser, you probably got chased by a dog on the base."
Yeah.
Is that what happened? And they were probably like,
Yeah, that's what happened.
Okay, it's cool.
Yep.
I like it. All right, so this is the Jesse Asked High segment. Mm-hmm. No value whatsoever.
There's tons of value. You're welcome. Everybody's going to get pilot call signs right now.
All right, I guess there's a little bit of value in this one. But it's a little quick one we do on the weekends.
Yeah, it's good. I like it.
But if you want, we have longer shows during the week where we talk about a habit of successful people, mm-hmm. and then how to incorporate that, go through history, science, coffee review, and action plan.
Yeah, all kinds of cool things.
So join us on those ones too. But for now, it's all I got.
Yep.